everybody. Welcome to day one of our annual North American Community Meeting. I'm Mark Meisner, Senior Vice President for Education and Engagement at the PCI Council. We are excited to have everyone back in person again here in Toronto, Canada. Over the next 3 days, we will have a daily podcast available to bring you all the highlights from the community meeting and preview what's ahead for the following day. This morning, we kicked off the community meeting with our Executive Director, Lance Johnson, talking about stakeholder engagement opportunities. Here is a little from my interview with Lance earlier today about this announcement. So Lance, earlier today you kicked off Community Day. What was it like to be back in person for the first time in 3 years?
It's an amazing feeling to be back in the room with so many of my colleagues and so many people from the industry. It is absolutely one of the best aspects of our community that everybody comes together and there's so much energy, there's so much interest in what we're doing. It's a whole different feeling than what we have worked with over the last couple of years when we've been remote.
And you talked about engagement with stakeholders. Why is that so important for the council?
Well, the council is about engagement. If you think about our four pillars, the very first thing that we do is talk about how we're spreading information and how we're gathering information. That's engagement. The council exists because of the industry, because of our participating organizations. It is because of them that we know what we need to do next, where we need to adjust what we've just completed, and where the industry as a whole is going. So engagement is the foundation of what the council is and its successes.
And tell us a little bit about what the council's been doing to improve engagement.
The event today, it really represents the pinnacle of what we have done historically. But we've learned over the last few years that that's not the extent of what we can do. So in the last 2 years, we have spent quite a bit of time looking at how are we gaining the confidence of our POs? How are we engaging with them? How is the industry learning from us? And we've looked at it and created some new opportunities that have really demonstrated that we were maybe not doing as much before COVID. So we've done a new website. Second to that, and probably in some respects, we've brought the council into the 21st century, and we've issued our first mobile app. Third, we're going to be doing something entirely new. We're going to be introducing something called a global content library. And then fourth, we're going to be introducing a new area that we're really focused on trying to help the industry. I think everybody recognizes that we've been doing a lot to try and expand people's understanding of the challenges that cybersecurity and payment security specifically have had. But now we're going to take a next step, and this is directly at the request of the community. The representatives of the community at the Board of Advisors have said, help us more. So we're going to be doing something as an initial step called our resource center, our jobs resource center.
Rumor is you have a very big announcement tomorrow in the general session. Can you give us a sneak peek?
No. You just have to come tomorrow. It is a very big announcement. I don't want to build it up more than it is because I don't think that's possible, but you're just going to have to wait until tomorrow to hear it.
All right, fair enough. Thanks for joining us today, Lance.
Thanks, Mark.
For more information about this exciting initiative, please visit the PCI Security Standards Council website. We also heard from some of our current Board of Advisor members about the various ways they have engaged with the PCI Council and how payment stakeholders can have a profound impact on the payment security industry. Here's what some of them had to say.
I'm Michael Johnson, Executive Director, JPMorgan Chase. My responsibility is the PCI program across the entire estate. Participation in the Board of Advisors for me has provided me transparency in the decision-making process that goes into the operation of PCI data security standards, and that's a plural. There's the opportunity for us to understand each and every one of the considerations for specifications, operations. I mean, the board is really transparent, and I've enjoyed being there. This is my second slate, so I'm in my fourth year.
Marie Christine, so in what ways do you and your company participate with council, and what's the value you find in it?
Well, PCI is an important and strategic topic for my company. I was given the role of managing this compliance program for our core group in 2012, a few times ago. To stay up to date and promote good practices in terms of payment security, it seems essential to us to work closely with specialized market players who ensure our customer card transactions. I regularly participate with several colleagues from my company in the PCI Council events during community meetings, webinars, and PCI trainings, and follow very carefully all communication on the Council's website or in the blog.
Coming up tomorrow, you do not want to miss our keynote speaker, Melody Yasher. She is a space architect working on building a human presence on the moon and eventually on Mars. Make sure you catch that interesting presentation at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, followed by two tracks discussing the latest subjects in payment security. Check out our program on the Cvent app or on our website to decide which track is most interesting to you. Have a great time, everybody.